This Al Jolson podcast is sponsored by the International Al Jolson Society, www.jolson.org. From the Kraft Music Hall broadcast of December 23, 1948, here are Al Jolson and Oscar Levant with their typical music and banter.
Al, on a level, you know what I think of you. Well, I think you're the greatest singer of this century.
Thank you. But this century produced many great singers. Now, there was my old friend Chauncey Olcott. I remember how thrilling it was when he first sang his composition, Mother McCree. I was so excited about it that I quickly made my own arrangement of it.
Oh, yes, Al, I've heard your arrangement of Mother McCree. It's called Mammy McCree, isn't it?
No, Oscar. No, it isn't. Why, when I sing Mother McCree, I'm as Irish as Patty's pig. Now play it for me, Oscar, and I'll show you.
Al Jolson will now sing Mother McCree like Patty's pig.
Should I love the dear silver that shines in your hair and the brow that's all furrowed and wrinkled with care? I kiss the dear fingers so toil-worn for me. No, God bless you and keep you, Mother McCree.
Beautiful, Al. You sang that like a true son of old Aaron. Aaron Jolson.
Please, Oscar, don't criticize my dialects. That's one thing I'm very proud of. Listen to this one. Oscar, laddie, it's a bra bricht mulich nicht nicht.
Where'd you get that, off a roll of scotch tape?
No, sir. I got that from one of the greatest of all entertainers, Sir Harry Lauder. Remember him?
Aye.
Wasn't he wonderful?
Aye.
Couldn't he sing Oscar?
Aye.
Who was greater?
Me.
You just don't remember him, Oscar. I knew Harry Lauder. He was great. And I want to talk about him.
By all means, talk about any musician you knew, including Nero.
Don't joke about Nero. He was the Yusha Heifetz of my day. But no matter what you say, there is no one who could sing like wee Bonnie Harry.
Except wee Bonnie Baker.
Oscar, picture if you can the spotlight shining on this little man with a tam-o'-shanter kilt and the crooked cane. Keep playing while I put on me kilt and me tam-o'-shanter. And Mr. Bring, if you're not too tired, man, hand me a crooked stick with you. I am now putting on me kilt. I'm ready, new Mr. Bring, I'm ready. For she's my Daisy, my bonnie Daisy. She's as sweet as sugar candy, and she's very fond of Sunday, and I'm weary about me dearie. I would rather lose me whip then lose me Daisy. Putman. As I said before, it's a bra bricht mulich nicht nicht.
Yeah, get me a towel, will you? Al, it must have been thrilling to listen to Harry Lauder. But there's another guy from this same era who could hold an audience in the palm of his hand. Why, I remember when I was a kid, sitting in the Winter Garden one evening, back in 1916, and a bundle of energy bounced on the stage to sing Robert E. Lee. That was the great Al Jolson.
Yes. He really was wonderful.
Oh, that was me!
Yes, I guess it was you, impossible as it sounds.
I'll prove it. Let the orchestra hit a Confederate note, and we'll ring in the 1906 Winter Garden into the 1948 Music Hall.
The Kraft Music Hall, where old songs come to die. Here you are, Al. The house lights are on, so you can see the people's faces. The footlights are out, so they can't see yours.
Way down on the levee, in old Alabama, there's Daddy and Mary, there's Ephraim and Sammy. On a moonlight night, you can find them all. While they are waiting, the banjos are syncopating. What's that they're saying? What's that they're saying? While they keep playing, a humming and swaying, it's the good ship Robert E. Lee that's come to carry the cotton away. Watch them shuffling along. See them shuffling along. Go take your best gal, your real pal. Go down to the levee. I said the levee. Join that shuffling throng. Hear that music and song. It's simply great, mate. Waiting on the levee, waiting for the Robert E. Lee.
Come on, folks. Step up here and get some chitlin'. Anybody want chitlin'? Well, if you don't like chitlin', how about some pigtails? Well, then, how about some pork chops? Well, somebody must like a little pork chops or spoon bread or black-eyed peas. Well, if you don't like that, how about a little fried chicken with the gravy oozing out?
Watch them shuffling along. See them shuffling along. Go take your best gal, your real pal. Go down to the levee. I said the levee. Join that shuffling throng. Yeah, that music and song is simply great, mate. Waiting on the levee, waiting for the Robert E. Lee.
These podcasts are sponsored by the International Al Jolson Society. Visit our website at www.jolson.org. As Al Jolson used to say, in the words he made famous,
"You ain't heard nothing yet."